for the community of South Oxfordshire. This is Wallingford Radio, out and about.
Hi there, it's Liam from Wallingford Radio here with Claire from the Wallingford Fire Station. Hello, Claire.
Hi there.
Hi, so now the Wallingford Fire Station, obviously on hand to respond as required to emergencies and call-outs. What's the sort of area you guys actually cover?
So the area is obviously mainly Wallingford, Cholsey, Benson, Cromarsh, that sort of area. But we regularly go out to Henley, Didcot, Abingdon. We can sort of go wherever. It just depends on the size of the incident, how many appliances that are required, really.
Right. And so do you step in as cover for when other crews get called out as well?
Yes, we do. Yeah. There's certain areas that are known as key areas and where they always want a fire engine to be. So we will step into those locations and cover there as well.
So obviously when those sort of things come through, you guys obviously are ready to just get there and to cover and respond to things as they happen. You're not at the station, are you?
No, we're not. No. So we're what's known as an on-call station. So none of us are sat at the station all the time. We carry alerters and we have other jobs or we do other things. So we just carry an alerter. When there's an incident, you get alerted to it. So we all have to be sort of within 5 minutes of the station and just, yeah, so respond from wherever we are, be that home, work, the gym, quite annoyingly, the shower sometimes as well.
So they like 1980 style pagers and they just start beeping and you have to get
pretty much. Yeah.
Brilliant. So how many crew are there then? How does it work?
No, so we try and keep the appliance at Wallingford available 24 hours so that is all available. But obviously we can't all cover that 24 hours. So we split into the hours that we can cover. At the moment, there's only 12 of us at the station. So that can be tricky. Only 6 of us can crew the truck at any one time. So that's obviously why we're looking for more crew to join us, because the more sort of firefighters we have, you know, the more the truck can be available.
Yeah, and obviously there's occasional demand or occasional quite frequent demand. How often are you guys?
Yeah, we're actually quite a busy station. I think that's due to our location. You can guarantee we'll go out at least once a day. Yeah, at the very least.
As much as that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, obviously, you mentioned you're looking for more crew, more volunteers for the station.
Yeah.
What is it that if anyone did want a volunteer, what is it that you'd be looking for?
So, most importantly, I think they need to be enthusiastic. There's some essential requirements that they have to meet. So, obviously, you've got to be over 18 and they've got to live or work 5 minutes from the station. You know, that's the basics. They've got to be able to do that. Yeah, definitely. And then there's an application process that you go through, certain tests like psychometric tests, fitness tests, physical assessments, handling equipment and things like that you need to do. So there is quite a lot to it, which, you know, I think can put some people off. But it's really sort of quite rewarding when you do get through that process as well, I think.
But keen and fit and able is
definitely
sort of the bottom line.
Definitely, yeah.
And then once you get past all of that, there's obviously, I presume, a bit of training that goes on.
Yeah, definitely. So you do a 2-week training course. So that's where you'll learn the basics. And then once, if you successfully complete that, and then you'll be deemed as sort of able to attend incidents. So you'll then get to ride on the fire truck, attend incidents. And then that's when you'll start then sort of gaining your skills. And then you'll put on sort of like a comprehensive training course from that time that will take you sort of 2-3 years to complete. And that's where you'll further your training and gain sort of further fire ground skills and learn how to do with road traffic collisions. You'll learn how to wear the BA, the breathing apparatus sets that we wear, and sort of trauma care, things like that. So it's an ongoing learning course that will take you sort of 2-3 years to complete.
And sorry for bringing it up, but I assume you guys get paid for this?
We do, yeah, we do get paid. You get paid every time you respond to the station. Obviously then when you're out on the truck as well, you get paid your hourly rate.
And does that cover some of the training time as well?
Definitely, yeah, you get paid for the training that you do as well.
And then, yeah, sorry, it sounds like so stupid question to ask you, but I take it this is open to men and women then, Claire?
Obviously, yes, as I am a female. Yeah, I think it's sort of important that, you know, we aim to recruit at all times the right people for the job. So as long as they can do the job, we look to recruit men, women, people of all ages. Everyone brings different sort of experiences and things to it. You know, it doesn't matter on nationality, religion, anything like that. I think as long as somebody can do the job, that's the important thing.
So it's not just 6-foot-tall rugby players that you're after. It's keen and motivated and willing to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And how long have you been involved with the fire service?
So I've been in about 6 years now. And really enjoyed it. Initially, I just thought, oh, I don't know, you know, can I do it? You do have obviously the stereotype in your head that of what you think a firefighter will be, but actually it is totally different. I'm not going to lie, it has been a massive learning curve for me. And I've doubted myself and been taken out of my comfort zone so many times, but yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it and yeah, pretty proud of what I've managed to achieve.
You found it quite good for your own sort of sense of self-worth and everything then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it started off as something that I wasn't sure I'd be able to do and just something I was going to have a go at. But now I actually work full-time for the fire service. So, yeah, it's actually turned into a full-time career for me now.
Wow, amazing. So I was going to ask one question, but I've got two. So how have things changed then just in this last 6 years? Is there new training, new kit that you come through, or what sort of happened recently?
I don't think there's anything massively that's changed in the 6 years that I've been in. Our techniques and the way we do things will always change. And we're always learning. You never know everything. And that's, again, something else that I really like about it. You know, we do train every week as well. We'll meet every Wednesday and have a two-hour training session there. So you're always learning, always developing yourself. And there's always the potential to go further. You know, we offer sort of, you know, management training if you want to go up through the ranks as well. So yeah, it's a good place to start.
What would be the sort of the strangest thing that you guys get called out to or have been on that people don't normally associate with, say, firefighters?
I don't know, really. I think when people don't know who to call, quite often they're called the fire service.
Right.
So we can literally end up, you know, to anything. We go to a lot of cows in rivers. We're always rescuing cows in rivers. It's always, it can always be great fun because cows are obviously very heavy and don't like to move. They're very hard to get out of rivers, really.
The fire and rescue service, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we go to all sorts. And if anybody is trapped in anywhere or in anything, it will be the fire service that you need to come and rescue, really. Yeah.
So you're obviously all keen members of the local community. Whilst everyone is at home in the current circumstances, have you got a message for the people of Wallingford?
Yes. Obviously, normally us firefighters are out and about in the community, talking to children, visiting schools, young people. Because of the virus at the moment, we're unable to do that. So I'd just advise sort of people at home to keep themselves safe. Obviously, the advice is to stay in, but also just have a think about your home. Is it safe? Things like look at your sockets. Are your sockets overloaded with plugs? You know, it can be a big cause of fire, things like that. Talk to children. Make sure you test your smoke alarms. Talk to children about fires in the home. Do they actually know what to do? This is all sort of stuff we would normally cover with them that we're unable to do at the moment. So, you know, a bit of education and prevention is sort of hopefully the best way to keep everyone safe.
And then obviously you guys will be out and about at local events and doing all of your school visits as soon as we're all able to again.
As soon as possible. Yeah, that's a big part of our role now. And me personally, I love that side of the job, helping to sort of educate and prevent these horrible accidents before they happen is, you know, one of the most rewarding parts of the job, really.
So great time to do a little bit of home safety tips. But if anything, obviously, if anything does go wrong, you guys are at the end of the phone.
We certainly are. Yeah. We're always ready to respond.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for that, Claire, and hope to speak to you again soon.
Okay, thanks. Great talking to you.
If you run or know of a local organisation that deserves a shout out, email us local@wallingfordradio.co.uk.
For the community of South Oxfordshire, this is Wallingford Radio, out and about.